Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
The Massachusetts Department of Children and Families has taken a baby step regarding Justina Pelletier. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, this is a disturbing case. Liberty Counsel has been involved in this case now for several weeks, but it is now in its 15th, going on its 16th month. Justina Pelletier is 15 years of age. Later this month, she turns 16. She should be home with her family instead of in the custody of the Department of Children and Families. Now, DCF, the Department of Children and Families, recently took a baby step by suggesting a reunification plan, so-called, to return her to a facility in Connecticut. But there are some problems with this proposal as well.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was amazed to read that a big part of it is that they're requiring somehow that the Pelletiers make sure and listen to the counsel of the experts at Tufts Medical Center and their treatment of Justina, which is what they've been begging for for over a year now. And they play that off as if it's somehow their idea and that they've had pushback from the Pelletiers. It boggles the mind.
It really does. Well, this whole thing, you can see, is really set up as a political issue because the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services for Massachusetts, John Polanowicz, released the so-called plan that was in a letter to the media before actually speaking to the family. Now, this is unbelievable. In fact, Michael Graham, who is a radio host in Boston, Massachusetts, who has been pounding DCF regarding this, who has wanted them to return his phone calls, and they have not, he said that he got a ping on his email, and it was before they met with the family, just moments before they met. And what the email was is an email from Polanowicz's office sending the media this proposed plan. So you have to ask yourself, what are they doing? This is just a political cover. That's all this is.
Oh, it's so obvious, it's almost comical, but unfortunately, there's nothing funny about this situation. It's a face-saving PR stunt that they're engaging in here because they know they have to position themselves in such a way. They know they're wrong. They know they're caught red-handed. They know there's no justification for the abuse of Justina Pelletier for over a year. They're trying to save face, and so they release this to the media before even addressing it with the Pelletier family. It is purely political, purely a public relations stunt, and it also, to me, it indicates that they know that there are some serious issues here that they're going to be facing going forward.
Well, the proposal says that only the juvenile court has the authority to determine when and if custody should be returned, and that is completely inaccurate. DCF's own regulations for case closure make it abundantly clear that it is within DCF's power to end this situation immediately. If DCF, in fact, walked into the court and told the court that Justina should go home, Justina would go home because everyone else agrees that Justina will go home. The only one who was objecting, the only one who recently objected at the last court hearing in March was the Department of Children and Families. If they had said, we agree that she should go home, the judge would have allowed her to go home and she would be there already. So that is just a ruse. They can't say it's out of our control, it's in the control of the judge. Well, the judge will approve it, but only if DCF recommends it, and if DCF recommends it, the judge will rubber stamp it. It'll be approved.
The audacity, Matt. This is DCF pulling a Pontius Pilate. They're washing their hands of the situation, saying, "Hey, we can't do anything wrong here. It's all on the court." Now they're trying to pass the buck and push any blame off of themselves and onto the court, and creating this illusion that somehow they don't really have any say in anything that's been going on all along anyway. Now, what's the implication there? Well, any wrongdoing of course, would just be because it's the court's responsibility as well. So, you know, again, swimming upstream and contrary to their own policy, they're again just trying to cover their tracks here.
Well, in this proposed reunification plan, Polonowicz of the Massachusetts Department of HHS says that the Pelletiers need to, quote, follow through with the Tufts Medical Center plan, close quote. Well, that is absolutely absurd. You already pointed this out. That's what they wanted to do 15 months ago when they took her at the direction of the chief of metabolic services at Tufts Medical Center to Boston Children's Hospital to see her GI specialist, who a few weeks before moved from Tufts to Boston Children's Hospital. And when instead they were presented with a psychologist, not the GI specialist, who had seen her before, and the psychologist said, it's all in your head. Here's the new treatment plan. We're going to discontinue all medical, all medications. You can't talk about medical in her presence, and you can't seek a second opinion. The family said, excuse me, where's the GI specialist? Oh, we're not going to call that in because we think it's all mental. And consequently, the family said, well, we'd like to discharge her and take her back to Tufts. And they said no. And that's where this case has been for now 15 months. And to now say they need to follow through with the plan, give me a break. They've been wanting to have follow through with the plan. It's DCF that's been the obstructionist.
Yeah, again, acting like this is their idea. Matt, for anyone just tuning in who maybe have not familiar with this case, what's the nutshell here with the Justina Pelletier case?
Well, the nutshell is that a family at the direction of their daughter's treating physician takes her to an emergency room at Boston Children's Hospital, and that is 15 months ago. They've lost custody of her. They were doing the right thing. They were trying to get the right medical care there. What we've seen in Boston Children's Hospital is a pattern, not just with the Pelletier family, but with others, where parents bring in their children for a medical condition, and they're being actually treated by medical physicians elsewhere. And then Boston Children's brings in a psychologist and says, oh, it's all in your mind. Here's the new treatment plan. We're going to go down the psychological route, not the physical route. And when the parents say, we want to discharge our child, Boston Children's Hospital calls in what they call a 51A, which is an allegation of abuse or neglect. DCF comes in, rubber stamps it, prevents the family from returning their child home or to the medical treatment. That's the problem that we have here. And that is the situation that after all this is done and Justine is returned home, that's the situation that needs to be ultimately resolved, because this is a problem beyond the Pelletier case.
Now, Matt, there are other aspects of this Polonowicz plan: educational needs, visitation with family. There's no timeline for goals. What are some of the...
Well, it says that in regards to the education, that they would like for Justina to be able to receive continued education assessments and so forth. Well, you know, another thing, they have not educated her for 15 months.
They denied,
She hasn't been educated. She's 2 grades behind. She's lost 2 academic years. She hasn't been able to go back to her school or even talk to her friends. They've been complaining that they're not getting any education, and DCF just simply ignores them. Now, the family has already contacted the same school district and has already made plans for her education. But guess what? They want to put her not in that school district. They want to dump her into some other school district an hour away from the family. So again, it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors. We're moving forward, but it's a baby step. And what they just recently did is a political ploy.
Well, Matt, I'm also concerned. There's no timeline for any of these goals here. And it's totally and completely open-ended. You know, in law, we have something called an illusory promise. This is really, in a lot of ways, it's illusory. There's no law. No timeline. It's completely open-ended.
Well, we're going to continue to work on this case. We are intent on one thing and one thing right now, and that is to get Justina home. You can go to stopdcfnow.com. That's stopdcfnow.com. That's a Liberty Counsel website set up just for this case. So again, the website is stopdcfnow.com. That's stopdcfnow.com. Now, this case has been in the news all over the country, and Liberty Counsel is continuing to fight on this case. We have filed a petition with the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court to make sure that Justina is returned. It's a habeas corpus. We have other issues, other legal challenges that we are pursuing as well. Continue to pray for this case. Again, for more information, you can go to StopDCFNow.com. That's Department of Children and Families, DCF, StopDCFNow.com, and learn more about this case. Continue to keep this information on your Twitter. Send it out. Get information out to your friends on Facebook and email. Continue to pray for freeing Justina. And for more information, you can go to StopDCFNow.com. You can also not only pray for Liberty Counsel, but help Liberty Counsel financially as we continue to work diligently to free Justina Pelletier. Again, StopDCFNow.com is the website.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.